I love how the Supreme Court decisions are revealing so many powerful truths about the left's cheating and racism and discrimination in academia. You know, for years, when it was race-based admissions, leftists insisted that, well, you know, race isn't really that big of a part of the admissions process. It's just a small part. And we all knew that was a lie. And now even they admit it's a lie, because now the Supreme Court has shot that down. Leftists are saying, well, we're never going to get people of color into colleges now without the race-based admissions, which is an admission that it's all about race, right? And so they're panicking. They don't know how they're going to continue to discriminate against white people and Asian people. And yeah, they're attacking Asian people now hard, too. I saw this one Democrat saying that Asian people are carrying water, he says, for the white supremacy movement in America, which is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Really? It was just a couple of weeks ago that some other Democrats said that Muslims were white supremacists. Why? Because Muslims don't want their children to be mutilated by the genitalia slicing lunatics of the transgender left, you see. So I guess everybody's white supremacist except the white liberal Karen leftists now, who, I don't know, they're pushing white guilt everywhere. But wow, what a huge decision this was from the Supreme Court to strike down race-based admissions. So you're going to see now these universities trying to do everything they can to cheat. They're still going to try to give preference to people of color, i.e., they're going to discriminate against white people and Asians. They're just going to do it in a more covert fashion. I mean, they're still committed to racism and discrimination. This is what they demand. It's not like there's any left-wing school administrator or Democrat who said that they're going to respect the Supreme Court decision. None of them, not one, said, oh, the Supreme Court made a decision that all racism is bad. We're going to respect that. We're now going to have admissions solely based on merit. No, literally nobody said that on the left. Nobody. Most of them said, well, we're going to find other ways to use race, which is an admission that they're going to continue to discriminate against white people and Asian people, as, of course, they always want to do. So, again, none of us are surprised. But understand that Democrats can't win anything without cheating. They can't win elections without cheating. Why? I mean, nobody really wants Democrats in power. I mean, look how crazy they are. Look at their policies. Look at how much economic damage they do. And by the way, most people don't want this LGBT nonsense either. Most people are strongly opposed to the trans cult. So the only way that the left can actually succeed in pushing it is by cheating, i.e. censoring anyone who disagrees with them. And they openly call for it. They send letters to big tech companies and they demand that everybody be censored if they don't promote climate change agendas that are pushed by the globalists. They demand it. They've also demanded that people be censored if they don't promote the cult of trans. So this is how the left achieves everything in society, whether it's college admissions, elections, how they, quote, win debates, which are never debates. They just silence people. It's authoritarianism. It's cheating, which really exposes the frailty of their positions. The things that leftists believe are insane. They're irrational. They don't add up. They don't make sense, and they don't work. Everything that leftists believe about economics and the money supply, the climate, carbon dioxide, energy, you know, or about voting and ballots and elections, or COVID and vaccines and masks, everything that leftists believe is a lie. There's not one core belief they have that's rooted in truth. Literally every single thing they believe is a lie, including this insane idea that men can get pregnant and that a 12-year-old child can decide to change their gender and have their genitals sliced off, and that's perfectly okay. But these are things that leftists believe. They believe them because they themselves are mentally ill, often insane, or just plain stupid. I mean, let's face it, you have to be incredibly stupid to think that a man can have a baby. Just straight out. I mean, three-year-olds know better than that. So you literally have to be stupid. But that's some percentage of the population. They are stupid and they're crazy, insane on top of that. And again, the only way they can win is by cheating. So watch how society functions. Watch how the left rejects fairness. Watch how they reject meritocracy. Anything based on a fair competition, or how qualified are you, or how well do your ideas work? You know, how much are your ideas rooted in reality or rationality or, you know, mathematics or what have you? Notice that the left, they will reject everything that works, and they will promote things that don't work because that's more aligned with their insanity. And you'll see it in economics, you'll see it in business. Remember these businesses that a few years ago said they were going to pay every employee $50,000 salary? And that was several years ago, when that was actually a much higher salary, you know, before a lot of this inflation took place. Well, those businesses went bankrupt. I mean, they tried to pay everybody $50,000 and it didn't work because some employees aren't worth $50,000, it turns out. Huh, imagine that. So their ideas don't work. Massive money printing doesn't work in the long run, works in the short run, makes it appear as if you have free money, which is what liberals think. They think they can create money from nothing. They think they can create value from nothing because they don't understand economics. But in the long run, the system will collapse. And they put us on that course already. So just remember, liberals, leftists, whatever you want to call them, they can only win by cheating in everything. Even in movie reviews, when they have a big libtard movie that comes out and everybody hates it because all the characters are trans or LGBT pushers or whatever, and the movie's just stupid. Well, guess what? The Rotten Tomatoes rating system will be rigged to remove the downvotes. Because again, they have to cheat at everything. They have to cheat at book reviews. They have to cheat at prizes. They have to give Pulitzer Prizes to economic morons like the ones that work for the New York Times. Because they can't have prizes rooted in reality. There's just endless examples of this. Nothing that the left does actually works. All their ideas are fraudulent and broken and stupid. And if we just have a meritocracy, which is what the Supreme Court was trying to restore, you know, judge people by the content of their character, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once stated, then leftism will die because its ideas have nowhere else to go. If they can't cheat, if they can't rig, they can't win. People don't want their trans cult. People don't want the climate cult. People don't want their lunacy, their censorship, their authoritarianism, the massive money printing, the inflation, the erosion of the dollar. People don't want that. And people want their children to be safe from the pedophiles and human traffickers and organ harvesters, and genital mutilators of the left. The left is rejected by almost everybody. And that's why the left has to cheat. So just watch the world around you. Observe this. You'll see it everywhere. It's amazing. And if you want to hear the truth about this topic and many others, watch videos at Brighteon.com. That's the Free Speech Network. And also, of course, I am on Brighteon.social, which is the Twitter alternative for free speech. And speaking of Twitter, I have been reinstated on Twitter for some reason. My username there is @HealthRanger. I don't know how long that'll last, but they've ended the 4-year ban on my account for some reason, so I'm tweeting out a few provocative things, and we'll see what happens. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Take care.